stand, if you will. If you feel like it, lift your hand. Say thank you, Jesus.
At 35:15, I'll start there. I have sent also unto you all my servants, the prophets. Amen. Jeremiah 35. I sent also unto you my servants, the prophets, rising up early and sending them, saying, return ye now every man from his evil way and amend your doings, and go not after other gods to serve them. I have given to you and to your fathers, but ye have not inclined your ear nor hearkened unto me. Wouldn't listen. Because the sons of Judah and the sons of Rahab have performed the commandment of their father, which he commanded them, but this people hath not hearkened unto me. Won't listen. Therefore thus saith the Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I bring upon Judah and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem all the evil that I pronounced against them, because I have spoken unto them, but they have not heard. I have called unto them, but they have not answered. I guess, Bessie, just call it speak, Lord. Thy servant heareth. Speak, Lord. Does God still speak today? Amen. Raise your hand, wave at me a little bit. Hallelujah. There are some people who says he don't. Every once in a while you have some crackpot stick up his head and say, yeah, the last fella I heard that said God speaks today said God told him to kill a whole house full of people. The psychiatrist said, look out for those people that says God speaks today. I'll tell you something, look out for those that don't listen to him. Them's the ones you got to watch. That are bent on their own fleshly lust, bent on their own way. Amen. Does God speak today? Does God call today? If God doesn't call people today, you'll be hard put to claim some promises. Peter said the promise is to you and to your children, talking about the Holy Ghost, and them that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall, what? Say it loud. Call. Well, amen. I was witnessing to a man at the equivalent of the Dairy Queen, a little confectionery in Mammoth Spring, Arkansas, where they had that soft serve ice cream. Amen. That they swirled into a cone, and I was witnessing to him, trying to witness for the Lord and talk about the Holy Ghost. And he said, the Holy Ghost is not for us today. And I said, what are you going to do about that scripture that says, even as many as the Lord our God shall call? And he said, well, how you know you've been called? Everybody that's saved has been called. They have heard the call of God. And that's why we know the Holy Ghost in its fullness is for everybody. Because Peter said on the day of Pentecost, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. That's what we pray for, isn't it? That God will speak to them again. God will call them again. Amen. God still speaks today. That's why I incorporated into the song, he tried to call you every day. You could not hear. So far away. Now it's too late. It's the end of the world. God's still trying to call people. Isn't that wonderful this morning that God still speaks? Still pleads. Still calls. Praise God. Amen.
Billy Graham celebrated his 80th birthday this week and got best wishes from all over the world, all kinds of preachers, every denomination. Amen. Blessed the 80-year-old evangelist. Amen. Who, by his own confession, only preaches on the third grade level. But you know what? I thank God that Christ is preached. Because anytime you preach Christ, anytime you mention the saving God, there's a chance the Spirit will use that to call somebody. Jim Gillis at a Van Halen concert, a rebel against God himself. And when the leader of the Van Halen concert, amidst the cheering and the froth of that great big bunch of young people packed together, he made the statement, God can't even save you in a concert like this. And Jim Gillis said, what did he say? God can't save you. I'm going to prove him wrong. And so Jim Gillis got saved. The very mention that God saved got a hold of his heart. That old leader that said, God can't save you. The Spirit turned that around, praise God, to Jim Gillis and said, God can save you. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. I thank God that Christ is preached. I don't think it's wise to keep people in the third grade. Come on. Amen. Jamie's got a little boy, and he'll go to school one of these days, first grade, second grade, third grade, next year, third grade, next year, third grade, next year, third grade. After 20 years being in the third grade, what are you going to say about that boy? Huh? He's retarded. Amen. Wes Murphy was 18 years old, still in the second grade, and I had to tell him the words. I was in the second grade with him. I was 7 years old in the second grade, and I had to tell Wes, he was a cousin of mine, but they're still sending Wes to school. Amen. Wes was in the second grade and couldn't read, and I would tell him every word. And I was 7 years old. Wes was in the same rest home with my mom. I went up to see him one day because I felt like I owed it to him. He was a cousin, and I'd gone to school with him, you know. And I felt like I ought to go see Wes. How old are you, Wes? He said, I don't know. He said, but my sister knows. Amen. I said, I think I can tell you how old you are. And so I added his 11 to my age then. And I said, I think you're about 60 years old, Wes. And the woman that was going in and out there taking care of him, said, I think you're about right. Amen. Because I was in... The reason Wes was in the second grade and still couldn't read the words was because Wes was retarded. Amen. We've got whole denominations that are they're recruiting members for their third grade class. Amen. I mean, just the very rudiments of salvation. Doctrine of repentance, faith toward God, baptisms, that's it. Third grade. But Paul said, don't stop there, leave those and go on. God's calling us on. And he would call us on, but the preacher preaches so much louder than God in his still, small voice that talks to our heart. Amen. We are comforted in our third grade class. And whole churches, third grade. Amen. If our school system did that, we would say it's not worth supporting. If third grade teachers went out and tried to turn the whole school into a third grade school, Amen. Every teacher, no more than third grade, and they recruited up and down through the community to get kids from other schools to go to their third grade school. You don't have to do that. You don't have to learn those fractions that you learned over there. Come over to our school, and you can get by on very little. But that's what they're doing. They're recruiting people for the third grade. Amen. We had a bad teacher when I was in the fourth grade, and I didn't learn fractions. And so I had to learn fractions in the fifth grade because, well, amen. To be quite frank about it, Miss Estes wasn't much of a teacher. She wasn't much of a disciplinarian. She's like a lot of them today in our schools. The only difference is now she wouldn't, and they won't let them now. And they just pass them on. They don't learn anything. And the whole system's messed up bad. Amen. Real bad. In order for kids to learn anything and become competitive in the world, many of them had to start going to private schools, home schools, church schools and such, amen, before they could even excel. Amen. But we would think that if the school down here never did have a sixth grade class, never did have a fifth grade class, just stopped in the third or fourth grade and recruited all over the country. But that's what preachers are doing every day. Amen. How do you know he is called? Every heart knows the voice of God. Amen. Amen. Does God speak today? Yes. The first and greatest, grandest, most glorious way that God speaks today is through His Word. The Bible. Praise God. You know what transformed the life of Rick Bradley? He read the Bible for himself. He kept listening to these third grade preachers that want to keep everybody in the third grade. And he read the Bible himself. Amen. Max Lynch was an electrical engineer. Amen. He was making $50,000 a year when it counted to make $50,000 a year. Amen. And nowadays that don't seem all that big, but back then it was. An electrical engineer, a learned college, university graduate. Amen. Then he got saved, and God led him to quit that job, and he started teaching. God led him to start reading the Bible. Well, Max Lynch was a Baptist. And when he started reading the Bible, he found things in the Bible that he never knew was in there. They didn't teach him that in the Baptist church. Why? The average Baptist church is keeping them in the third grade. Amen. They don't want them to know too much Bible because they'll graduate. They'll leave that classroom, come on, and go on. But after all, that's a healthy thing, is it not? Amen. For a person to go on in God, grow in grace. Well, Max Lynch felt led to read the Bible in his college class, and they threw him out of college. Amen. And he became a full-time preacher then, and reading the Bible and finding things that he never knew was in the Bible. And you know what? Most folks would grow a mile if they just start reading the Bible. And that's right in holiness churches too. You'd be surprised, folks that don't read the Bible. Oh, they just skip it here and there and listen to a little preaching. Never read it through. Don't know God's plan. Amen. Don't know God's voice. The main way that God speaks is through the Word. And it's a life-transforming thing through the Word. Hallelujah. And I might add today, since it's Father's Day, that God speaks to us through parents. Even sinner parents. My dad told me when I was a kid, smoking's a bad habit.
Don't ever stop. Amen. God will speak to you through even your sinner parents, if you let. Even sinner parents knows when a boy or girl is about to make a bad mistake in marriage. God put it in them. Experience. Amen. And you better think twice about marrying that boy or that girl if your parents don't approve. Know the will of God. Don't apply in every case. Amen. Personally, I wouldn't want my parents picking my mate for me for life. I want to pick my own. Amen. And personally, I wouldn't want Eliezer going off in a far country and picking me out a wife, even if I was Isaac. Amen. But hey, he did better than maybe if Isaac had picked me. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey. We all got to find the right way ourselves, and it's a narrow path, children. It's a narrow path. But he said, you'll hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way. Walk in it. God still speaks. He may be speaking to somebody today. Hallelujah. He speaks through his word. Speaks through parents, particularly godly parents. They may not always be right, but you'll not go far wrong giving them the benefit of the doubt for a while. You won't go far wrong by waiting. Wait a little while. Amen. Yes, God speaks through his word. Most folks would grow a mile if they just read the Bible. Praise God. Read the Bible. Brother Ray's got a friend that comes in down there at his business, and he's all time talking a mile a minute. I'm telling you about things of God and Bible and salvation, and he don't believe in the full gospel like we believe it, you know, and all the Democrats are going to hell no matter who they are. Amen. And he come down there real often, and Brother Ray got the Bible out and got to show him what the Bible said, and he said, that's not supposed to be in there. Not supposed to be in there. Amen. That's the way a lot of folks are. They revolutionize their thinking and got so many crazy ideas enough to kill them. I mean, literally. They've got so many crazy ideas, it's enough to put them under a curse from here on out. Amen. I mean, read the last book, Revelation. Boy, I'm telling you, you get over there, it gets tight. Tighter than LL ever got. Amen. Hey, listen to what it says in that last book of the Bible, Revelation 22. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's see if I can find it. 19, if any man shall take away from the words of this book, of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. That's enough to make the hair stand right up on the back of your head. That's enough to put fear and trembling into men. Amen. We don't need to be like that. Sister L.D. Moore was talking about, said, if they stay in the book of Revelations one more Sunday, I'm quitting church. Amen. We need to get in that book. Amen. It says it in both Testaments and both ends of the Bible. He that addeth to his words, he that taketh away from his words, is a curse on them. Amen.
So God speaks through His Word, and He don't want nobody messing with His Word. But you can read the Bible, folks, and they'll hedge. Like that Church Christ man in Mammoth, when I was telling him about the Holy Ghost, and I told him, the promises to you and your children, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And his out was, how do you know you're called? How do you know you're saved? If you don't know you're called, you don't know you're saved. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, who said that? He which testifieth these things saith, and it's in red letters in your Bible. Surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Let God speak to you through His Word. Praise God. I was a little bit weak on prophecy, and Vince Wilson recommended Sice 52 lectures on Revelation. I was tough as nails as far as the church going through the tribulations concerned. Amen. We was going to see the mark of the beast. Amen. And I could prove it by Matthew 24. And I could prove it by 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. I had her all nailed down. I had my golden texts. However, I admitted that I wasn't a student of prophecy. And if God ever showed me any different, I'd preach it. Well, Dr. Sice, that self-taught Lutheran, amen, bygone years, turn of the century, amen. Hey, he opened the windows of the book of Revelation, and I saw things I had never seen before. I saw that it was literal. It was not something to be spiritualized away. Amen. To quote Dr. Sice, if language means anything, yes. And my paraphrase of what he said, if we can wrest the scriptures to make it read otherwise, it's anybody's ball game. Mess with the Word of God if you want to, but your neighbor can mess with it too. You got a right to mess with it. Who's to keep Joseph Smith from messing with it? If Joseph Smith's got a right to mess with it, who's to keep Herbert W. Armstrong from messing with it? If Herbert W. Armstrong, Joseph Smith can mess with it, who's to keep Mr. Rutherford and Mr. Russell and the Russellites and the Rutherfordites, alias Jehovah's Witnesses, from messing with it? Amen. If we can spiritualize away the Word of God and change its meaning until it's lost its power, amen, who's to keep the Seventh-day Adventists from doing away with the immortality of the soul by their glib, slick tongue? Amen. Short hell doctrine. Burn up, and that's all there is to it. Amen. That's not what the Bible says. He said forever and ever. Amen. If you can mess with the Word of God, who's to keep them from messing with it? Start your new denomination, new movement. All you got to do is be an orator, a good debater. Have a good argument. If you got a right to mess with the Word of God and do away with the literal commandment of the Word of God, then the Church of Christ has got a right to mess with it too. And preach baptismal salvation. Amen. It's anybody's ball game. If you got a right to mess with the Word of God, truth is nobody's got a right to mess with the Word of God. And there's a judgment. He that taketh away from the words of this book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, out of the holy city, and from the thing written in the book. Amen. Glad God had mercy on me, my ignorance. Amen. Eventually I saw God's plan for the Jews and the Gentiles. I saw God's destiny for Jerusalem and the Jews still. Amen. And also what He's doing in His church today. Praise God. I saw all of that clear as could be. Amen. The thing opened up. Hallelujah.
Rapture the church before the great tribulation. Before Daniel's 70th week. It can't be any other way. Amen. I know it.
I said I'd preach it, and so I did. It was like turning a switch on.
Amen.
My ministry took a gigantic leap forward.
You know why? I changed grades. I graduated. Hey!
Amen. Hey, I got out of grade school and got in high school. Come on. But there's a lot of folks that'd rather stay where they are than admit they're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll never learn higher mathematics. You'll never learn geometry.
Amen.
You'll never learn what's those high counting phrases. Amen. Oh, I can't think of it.
But you'll never learn those that they have to have in industrial engineering.
Yeah.
Amen. And some more. Trigonometry and some more.
Amen. I'll think of it tomorrow. Praise God. But you'll have to get out of grade school
to become an industrial engineer, to be a contributor that you need to be in this world today. Come on.
Hallelujah. We need to go on with God, and we'll listen to Him, and He keeps calling us on into the things of God, into His Word, praise God, into His precious promises, praise God. God speaks to us through the Spirit.
And when the Spirit speaks, it always agrees with the Word. That's why when that angel appeared to me March the 30th, 1998, when Todd was going to be operated on that day. And that jasper-robed angel appeared just a split few seconds and said, "I will deliver thee," and disappeared. I immediately got up and sought reference in the Word of God to see if he was right. Boy, I found five scriptures that plainly said it. "I will deliver thee." Amen. And God would have to be a respect of persons not to do it. Amen.
Hallelujah. That's why I wasn't there when he operated on. My daughter called me. Amen. And said, "Dad, why aren't you down here?" He said, "They took a tumor out of Todd's chest. Had to break an extra rib to get it out. The size of a watermelon. And the doctor says he's 99% sure it's cancer." Well, I pulled off my coveralls and he put my coat back on and walked out of the yard. Amen. And my wife and I, we went down to the hospital, and they were all upset and everything. Praise God. "Were you upset?" "No. I just told them what the Lord had spoke to me that morning at 6 o'clock. I took Todd a copy, signed. Amen. And his grandpa was there, and his uncle was there. And the only regret I have was that I didn't have them to sign it for witness." Amen. 99% sure. Cancer? Well, I told them my vision, and they said, "Woo, I feel like having church." Sister Cole did, praise God. Amen. And old Brother Vern, that sometimes he don't know whether he wants to be Pentecost or what. Amen. He grabbed a hold of the promise like a drowning man grasped a straw. Amen. Brother Moore had called in the meantime and told Todd, said, "You may think you're going to take a shortcut out of here, son, but you're not going to die." Amen.
Vern said, "You know," said, "I believe Brother Moore's a good man, don't you?" Then he was anxious for help. Praise God. I gave him his copy, signed by me. Amen. That's going way out on a limb when you sign it. Because they've got the evidence. If it don't happen, you're a false prophet. If you sign it and give them a copy of it, they say, "Here it is. LL's a false prophet."
Amen.
I'll leave you to be the judge. The doctor came in the same day and said the hospital's preliminary test says that the tumor is benign, but said we got to send it to Mayo Clinic and get their report on it.
His own doctor said we got to send it to Mayo Clinic and get their report on it. Got to wait 2 weeks. Next day is doing so good. Doctor, amen, came in, said, well, said, they're not doing anything for you here. They can't do it home. Old Macho Todd, he'd made it up when he came out of the operation to tell that doctor that you're not very good looking, doctor, but I could kiss you. That's what he's going to tell him. And did. Well, on Thursday, when he came in to pull out them two drainage tubes, amen, the doctor said, now, get set, said, I'm going to pull out the tube, amen. And Todd got a hold, and he wasn't quite prepared for what he was going to face right in a little bit. And that doctor pulled that tube out, what he thought was one tube, amen. And Todd said, oh, doctor, wait a minute, let me get my breath before you pull that other tube out. The doctor is a foreigner, said, I pulled them both out. Do you want to kiss me again? Amen. He got rid of both of them and sent him home. Praise God. Yeah, a few weeks he got, Dr. Chandler said, oh, we got to wait for that. I didn't have to wait. I knew I had the message from God. I will deliver thee. Amen. That seems like a long time ago, but just a few weeks he was back pastoring the church again, going great gun, going strong. Praise God. Because God had kept his word. When God speaks, amen, he speaks through the Spirit. He speaks through angels. He speaks through the ministry, if you will. We're actually just the middleman, Roger. We just take God's word that he tells us. Amen. And amazing thing is, when we give people the message God give us, sometimes they get mad at us. Hey, get mad at God. The prophets just told Israel what God told them to tell them, and they got mad at them, killed them. Kill God. He's the one who spoke. Praise God. God speaks through providence. He lets us weigh the evidence of things going on around us and see that God's dealing. He speaks through circumstances, even though that also is providence. And sometimes we come to the knowledge of the will of God through circumstances. And God still speaks even through nature. The sun, the moon, and stars, they tell us there's a God. Amen. They tell us that the end is coming. Amen. They tell us there's a day we're going to stand before God. Someday. Amen. Nature speaks to us. God's in that. God's in his nature. Amen. Little boy couldn't see God. He asked Mama, no, you can't see God. Asked Daddy, no, you can't see God. They told him to ask the preacher, said, no, you can't see God. No man's seen God at any time. He went fishing one day with Grandpa, his beard blowing in the wind. White hair, birds whistling, floating down the river. A beautiful, beautiful day. And he told his story to Grandpa. Grandpa said, Mama said, you can't see God. Daddy said, you can't see God. Preacher said, you can't see God. Preach. Grandpa, can you see God? By this time, tears was coursing down the old man's cheeks. He said, son, three score and 10 years I've been in this old world. And he said, about all I've ever been able to see is God. It depends on the kind of eyes you're looking at. Praise God. He speaks through nature. He speaks through obvious need. There's some things that's just obvious. Amen. Somebody said, is it right for blacks to marry whites and whites to marry blacks? Well, do black birds roost with red birds? Do wrens hatch with robins? Huh? Do they? Amen. Do pigeons mix with blackbirds? Huh? Do homing pigeons mix with crows? It's very obvious that God's made things in nature to stay with their own kind. He wouldn't even let Israel sow divers seeds together. Amen. God speaks us to us through the obvious. We're asking for problems if we sin against the obvious. Come on. Amen. Oh yes, God speaks through eyes. He speaks through ears. He speaks through mind. He speaks through heart.
Did we hear when God spoke? Did we hearken?
Hearken is a little bit stronger word than hear. When you hearken, you hear and you react. Amen. Did we answer? He said, they wouldn't answer me. You ever speak to your child and him not answer you?